It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. We'd like to wish you a happy Sabbath. Today is the 7th of October, and we're glad that you're with us. It's the 7th day of the week. Amen. This is God's holy Sabbath day. There are people that are also celebrating what's called Feast of Tabernacles. The Bible tells us in Colossians that there was a law that was done away with at the cross. The law of commandments contained in ordinances. And so that's why we don't celebrate the feasts that the Jews celebrated. But the Sabbath was commemorative. It pointed backwards. The ones that pointed forward were the 7 annual feasts. That being said, let's pray this morning on the Holy Sabbath. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day of holiness and sacredness. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be able to come together as your children to open up your word. And now we pray that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words for our pastor and fill him with your spirit. As always, we pray for grace and wisdom as we draw nigh to you, Lord. And these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
yeah.
about time. Our topic today is a few good politicians. This is Worship and Wellness, as we have a worship service coming where we'll be talking about the plan of redemption in the hematologic system. And so, my brothers and sisters, we're not going to have a wellness segment this morning. You're welcome to join us at 12 on our Zoom channel. And at this time, we'll have prayer as we begin our worship thought. Dear Father in heaven, as we have linked the image of the beast to the image of Daniel 3, and we saw that this image and how it works is that all aspects, commerce, government, military, law enforcement, infrastructure, social services, will all be forced to bow down to this image, and therefore that will cause all the people under their jurisdiction to be forced to do the same. We understand that you are still a God who triumphs. You said in Daniel 2 that you set up kings, you put them down. And so we're going to learn today that there are a few good politicians still left, though they will be humbled if they don't humble themselves. We thank you for this truth. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, in the Bible, brothers and sisters, it speaks of the four winds of heaven, and winds in Jeremiah represent strife and bloodshed, catastrophes, and that type of thing. The four winds in the Bible are being held by the four angels until the servants of God are sealed in their forehead. And so you need to know, and we need to know that, I should say, we need to know that God still has people with a conscience. They're very few, but he does have them. People who, if they don't humble themselves, they will be humbled, but they will acknowledge the supreme God of heaven. There are a few Democrats in Capitol Hill that are trying to do the right thing. There are a few Republicans on Capitol Hill that are trying to do the right thing. We see this exemplified in the Bible. It's in Daniel chapter 4, and that will be our subject today. Nebuchadnezzar, the king. I'm not sure if we pray. Let's pray. Father, bless us as we study in Jesus' name. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts of my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Now, if you study the book of Daniel, you'll know that he had a dream in Daniel 2. And remember, he didn't know the dream, couldn't remember it, and didn't know, he didn't remember the dream or the interpretation. Daniel came in. You might think, as we read on, that this is what he's talking about, but God gave this king another dream, okay? Now, I don't know if, well, yes, I do know. This came after what he did on the plain of Dura, where he tried to kill some of God's people who would not bow down. So this shows you he was a proud old monarch. I mean, to go from that to what we're going to read today, it's going to show you, friends, that God saw his heart and he saw there was something good in him that he could work out if he would, but he would have to really mold and shape it and humble it. You know, we don't want to be humbled. We want to humble ourselves. And when we humble ourselves, we don't have to be humbled by God. All of us have been humbled, all of us, to some degree or another. But if we humble ourselves, God will lift us up. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts of my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, Chaldeans, soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. Now, that just shows you how proud this guy was. He should have known that they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that in Daniel 2. They couldn't even tell him the dream nor the interpretation. Okay? And he had already seen that the God of heaven, the God of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, was the true God that could keep people alive even though when the furnace was heated 7 times hotter. He knew all of that. That just shows you how pride can deceive us. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And behold, and before him I told the dream, saying, this is interesting. He named Daniel after his God, some name connected to his God. You see, friends, sometimes when we are prisoners of war, because that's what Daniel was, we just have to accept titles that people give us, but we don't have to live by those titles. We accept jobs that they give us, that they put us in, but we don't have to be evil in those jobs. We can still uphold principles. Now, if they want us to do something evil, we can't do it. When they want us to bow down to an image and not serve the God of heaven, we can't do it. If they want us to not pray 3 times a day and they'll put us in a lion's den, we can't do it. But sometimes we are called into circumstances and situations where we have to show that we are practically good people on a practical level. We're on time. We do things in a godly way, in a nice way. We hold up standards, but in a godly way and in a nice way. We allow God to use us without taking credit to ourselves, because all glory and honor go to him. That's what we do, friends. O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, I missed a verse. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret trouble in thee, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Now, he acknowledged, yeah, the spirit of the holy gods are in you. So what would have been the spirit of the other gods? You know, then that would show that they aren't. But he didn't get rid of them. So bottom line is, I didn't say he should have killed the wise men of Babylon, but, you know, the bottom line is these people were involved in spiritualism. So Daniel's comrades, his associates, were people in the occult. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. He didn't voluntarily put himself there, okay? And so, but a lot of people are afraid to talk to somebody that's a witch. We shouldn't be afraid to talk to somebody that's a witch. They're just a sinner. That's all that means. Like anybody else, there can be people that aren't witches but are just as much controlled by demons. Brothers and sisters, they need Jesus. And some of them, when they see Jesus in you, they will want what you have. We have much more power. That's why the sons of Sceva wanted what the apostles had. They said, give us that then. And then they started saying, they started with a magic word that we install you in the name of Jesus to come out of him. And that demon jumped on those sons of Sceva. They called themselves exorcists, trying to pull demons out of people. But you see, that those demons said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? We have to have the character of God. But when we have the character of God, we have nothing to fear. Now, I'm not trying to say we should go and try to make demonic people our comrades. But Daniel was a prisoner of war. That's where he was. Some of you all are in jobs and circumstances that you work with people who are demons, are full of demons, and you can't do anything about it. It's the job that you have. It's where God has you right now. And he will bless you. Just stay faithful to him and let the light of Christ shine over you. And they will not be able to put demonic spells on you. Thus were the visions of mine head in my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, hew down the tree and cut off his branches, shake off his leaves and scatter his fruit. Let the beast get away from under it and the fowls from under his branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of the roots of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth to it whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. Brothers and sisters, the basest of men. God will determine who will be the next president. And if it's the basest of men, God uses them. He sets them up because there is prophetic occurrences, events that must take place. And in some cases, it would take the basest of men to fulfill Bible prophecy. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for inasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished. That means he was astonished. For 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him, the king spake and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream nor the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar, that's Daniel, answered and said, my lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of heaven have their habitation. It is thou, O king, thou art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reached unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and an holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down, it says, and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which is come upon my lord the king, that they should drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven. Seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. You see, God knows the hearts of politicians, and some of them, once they are humbled, will acknowledge the God of heaven. Now, many of them acknowledge it with their mouth, friends. They talk about, you know, God of heaven, but you look at their lives, look at what they're doing on Capitol Hill, fighting with each other and kicking each other out of offices and, you know, wanting this president and that president, and not because their agenda is not because they want truth and righteousness to prevail. It's because they want to win, you see. And so when you look at why Democrats do what they do and why Republicans do what they do, for the majority of the cases, it's because they want to win. You see, the border is open because, and it's closing now, of course, but most Hispanics and people who are allowed over will vote democratically once they get citizenship. They want to win, okay? as far as the Republicans go, a particular person who was a former president, he won. And so people stick with him because he won. Okay. That's where we are today. But there are a few good politicians. That's what we're trying to say. There's a few good politicians. Could they be a president? Could they be a senator? Could they be in the Senate, I should say? Could they be in the House of Representatives? Could they be governors? Could they be local or commissioners or mayors and state legislators? Absolutely, friends. That they shall drive thee from man, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. In Hebrew, the word times meant a year. And so that is nice, because you have a Bible proof that when the Bible speaks in other places of a time, times, dividing of time, that would be a year, 2 years, and a half a year. And since each day was a year, that particular prophecy gave us 1,260 years, mentioned more than once in the Bible. Time, time, dividing of time, 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 half a time. It's also mentioned without the word times as 1,203 score days. It's mentioned as 42 months. All of those equal 260 days, which you convert those to years. And therefore, you have the period of papal supremacy from 538 A.D. to 1798. Whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that, thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thy iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. You know, this verse actually has a segment of the secret of victory. You break off your sin by replacing it. You break off your sin by righteousness. So if you go to the club every night, then that you put something else that you do every night in its place. Just don't go namby-pamby wonder, what am I going to do? Put something else in your schedule. Maybe you can go to the exercise gym, or go to the park and walk and do something else. Put something else, or go help feed the poor in the evening time. You see, do something for somebody else. You break off your sins by righteousness. You do something to replace the bad thing that you did. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the king, kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom, of the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O king Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. You know, I did say this is worship and wellness. One of the best things you can do to people, because Nebuchadnezzar went crazy. The best thing you can do to people who, with people who are mentally ill, is put them on green drinks. You hear that, friends? Put them on green drinks. We learned that from this story in Nebuchadnezzar. It works. If they'll fast, put them on a fast. I've had many people. I've had people that came to our facility, and they thought I had one person that was just twirling around her room, singing to Mickey Mouse. I mean, you know, she was just that out of it, schizophrenia and everything. Others as well. And I'm here to tell you that they left clothed and in their right mind. God's plan does work, my brothers and sisters. But you have to have spiritual influences, of course, around them, and but a green drink fast. So that was a powerful tip that we can give you, and we've shown it to you right in the Bible. The same hour was this thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and the king and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me. And my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Brothers and sisters, Nebuchadnezzar, the same man that tried to kill all the wise men of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, the same man that sentenced three of God's people to death by the most horrible way, a fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar, that proud old monarch, is going to be in heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for the love you have for us. We ask that you would help us to understand you can save to the uttermost those who come to you. Help us, Lord, to have a humble spirit that you might use us. No matter what is accomplished, if we give you the praise, glory, and honor, you will give us a hundredfold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters, mothers, children, and lands with persecution and in the world to come eternal life. I pray that you bless us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, God is merciful. He's good, isn't he? It's time to close out. I would like to, if my wife is available, I'd like her to start off with the fourth commandment as our final salutation, if she's available, the fourth commandment, and we'll close out.
Remember the seventh day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor the maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that was in their gates.
For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you. My friends, we'll be together on Zoom. That's 557-587-3947. We will post it on Facebook. And in small letters, the password is torso. So if you get the link, just click the link. You'll be on. That's at 12 noon today. May God bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, and give you peace. Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will worship the Lord.